Today's daf is Shabbos daf Peches, and we are 13 lines from the top of daf Peches Amid Aleph, Dorash Hahu Glila'a. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avram ben Gittel, Yitzchok Eliyahu ben Chayesara, Avram Kaddish ben Malka Bela, Avram Yekusil ben Gittel, Rafal Chaim Shai Yosha ben Baba Chaya Rivka, Yehuda Leib Chiskiyo ben Basia, Baruch Tzvi ben Shloim Esfega, Chaim ben Yomin Mordechai ben Ida, Yael Bas Bela, Chiskiyo Shloim Ziskin ben Nechama, Yosef Tzvi ben Chana Henela, and Yerachmiel Tzvi Moshe ben Chana. Today's daf is also being learned by Eloi Nishmas Yichil Yosef ben Tzvi Betzalel, Shloim Zev ben Avram Yitzchak, Mordechai Ziskin ben Meir Ochanan, and Yeshua Aryeh ben Yisachar Berish. So we're continuing now with the third of a four daf series that deals with the concept of Shvuas, Kabbalas HaTorah, Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Zok de Gemara, Darish Ahu Glila, Led Rav Chizda. There was a Yid that came from the Galil, the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, to Bavel, and he had conducted a drasha in the presence of Rav Chizda, and he said the following, poetically, Baruch Rachmano, blessed is Hashem, the Yahav Oriently Soy, who gave the Torah, which is three, Torah, Neviim, Uksuvim, La'am Tlisoy, to a nation that's made up of three groups, Kohanim, Leviim, and Yisraelim, Al Yedei Tlisoy, the Shliach, the one that gave the Yidin the Torah, was Moshe Rabbeinu, says Rashi, who was Tlisoy Lebeten, he was the third oldest child of his parents, Amram and Yocheved, Aharon, then Miriam, and then Moshe. Biyoim Tlisoy, it was on the third day, meaning the third day after the Yidden had separated from their wives, the third day from when they were told, Al Tikshu El Isha, Biyarcha Tlisoy, in the third month of the year, says the Gemara Kaman, who was this like? Kerabonon, this must be like the Rabbonon, not like Rabbi Yossi. Meaning we had a machloikis between Rabbonon and Rabbi Yossi, where the Yidden told Al Tikshu El Isha for 2 days and then Mutter on the third day, or were they told Al Tikshu El Isha for 3 days and then became Mutter on the fourth day? The Rabbonon said, Al Tikshu El Isha was for 2 days, and then they became Mutter on the third day. The fact that the Glila said that Yoim Tlisoy, the Torah was given on the third day, it wouldn't suggest that the Prisha was for 2 days. It wasn't for 3 days, and if that's the case, it's in accordance with the Rabbonon, it's the Leiker Rabbi Yossi. There's a well-known Gemara, Mesechtes Psochim, Daf Peches Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef, the great Amor Rabbi Yosef, B'yoymet Atzarto, on Shavuos, Amar, he would say, Avdi li Egla Tulsa. I want you to make, for me, a calf, meaning, what are we going to eat today? We're going to eat an eagle, but not just any eagle. It should be the third-born eagle. Omar, and he said, the reason is because the third-born eagle is very chashiv. And this is a very special day for me, because Eloi HaYoyma, were it not for today, were it not for the fact that today is Shavuos, were it not for the fact that many, 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 many years ago, my ancestors received the Torah, Kama Yosef Ika Beshuka, I would just be another person named Yosef. The reason I'm Rav Yosef, the reason I became who I became, is all because of the fact that once upon a time, my ancestors on this day received the Torah. So Rabbi Yosef celebrated the Yontif of Shavuos. How did he celebrate the Yontif of Shavuos? With an Egla Tilsa. Why? Because Eloi HaYoyma de Kagorim Kama Yosef Ika Beshuki. The Masha in Chedushi HaGadus and Akamara Psachim Samiches Amid Bey says that it could be the reason that Rabbi Yosef wanted that the eagle should be the third born is in line with this Gemara that we just learned, where the Glila said that there's some theme as it relates to Shlishi with regards to Kabbalah HaTorah. The Torah, which is an Oriental Isai, it's made up of Torah, Neviim, Uksuvim, was given to an Amtli Isai. Klal Yisrael is made up of Kehanim, Leviim, and Yisraelim. It was given Al Yedei Tlisai. It was given Al Yedei Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the third born. B'yoyim Tlisai, on the third day of the Brisha. B'yarcha Tlisai, on the third month, the month of Sivan. So what did Rabbi Yosef want to eat? He wanted to eat an Igla Tulsa. He wanted to eat an eagle that was the third born to its mother. Perhaps this is a knetch in the idea that that on Tuesday, it's Yom Shehuch Po Bay Kitayv, that you see there's something about the Shlishi Lebeten is somehow more chashiv. Moshe Rabbeinu was more chashiv than his siblings because he was the Shlishi Lebeten. This eagle that Rabbi Yosef ate was more chashiv because it was the Shlishi Lebeten. The third day in Briyas Ha'olam maybe had a chashivas as well. Either way, Zok De Gemara. These next Gemaras that we're going to learn are some of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. In fact, Shabbos Taf Peches is in the running for the most famous Taf in Shas. That's the Gemara of Isiyafu B'tach Sahar. So when the Yidden received the Torah, so they stood at the foot of the mountain. But the words Tach Sahar sounds a little bit like they were underneath the mountain. Were they underneath the mountain? How could be underneath the mountain? Amr Avdimi Bar Chama Bar Chaso Malami Chekof HaKadosh Baruch Aleim Har Kegigas. We learn from here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kof Aleim Har Kegigas. Hashem literally took the mountain, he put it over their heads. V'amal Lahem, and he says, I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse. You have two choices. If you want, imatem mekablan atayra mutav, wonderful. In love, shom take for aschem. I'm going to drop the mountain over you, and you're going to die. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov mikam meida rabba loy raisa. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov said that this Gemara, which is a piece of history, is also a tremendous nechama for the Yidden. Because if we received the Torah under duress, if we received the Torah literally at gunpoint, at mountain point, so what does that mean? We never really accepted the Torah. So one day, says Rashi, after 120, a person's going to give din v'cheshbin, and they're going to have tainas on him. Why did you do this? Why didn't you do that? He's going to have a great argument. He's going to say, I never accepted the Torah. What do you mean? Was all the Jews were at Har Sinai, the Neshamas were there, Yezedas were there, you were mekabel the Torah. He's going to say it's not true. It was kafan aleim har kegigas. I did it ba'inus. If somebody buys something ba'inus, if somebody sells something ba'inus, if someone's megarish and isha ba'inus, if someone's mekadish and isha ba'inus, so naturally it's not chal, because if you do something under duress, so the kinyan doesn't have an effect. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov said that if it was kafan aleim har kegigas, that means the Jews never really willingly accepted the Torah. If that's the case, this is the greatest alibi that they could possibly have. Mikan meidor rabbi lo yiraisa. My Rava said it's true. It's true, but it was short-lived. Because Afal Pikein, Hode Keblu B'mech HaShverosh, in the times of HaShverosh, after the Nes of Purim, the Yidden renewed their vows with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they were Mekabel Torah for the second time. Hodr Kibluah b'me'ach HaShverosh. Tichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Kimu the Kiblu HaYehudim. What does that mean? Kiblu Mashi Kiblu Kfar. The Yidden were Mekayim the Torah. They were Mekabel the Torah a second time. And the second time that the Yidden were Mekabel the Torah, they did it B'ahava. They did it Beratzin. So at that point, their alibi of Mikan Moidah Rabba Loi Reis expired. So there was a short window of time, it sounds like from the Gemara, where they were able to say that, what do you want from me? I was an oinus. Moidah Rabba Loi Reis. However, Rava said that expired. It expired after the Nes of Purim, because Hadr Kabluah B'meach HaShverosh, and this time when they were Mekabel Torah, they did it B'ahava, they did it Beratzin, and being that they did it Beratzin, so the argument of Moidah Rabba Loi Reis would expire. And there's two very important kashas that the Rishonim ask in this Gemara, none of which we're going to get into. The first kasha is Tosfos kasha. Tosfos says, Kofan Aleim, Har Kegigas, how could you say that? We know the Yidden said Nasa V'Nishma. So if the Yidden said Nasa V'Nishma, so it wasn't Kofan Aleim, Har Kegigas. Meaning, how do you reconcile what we know, that Hashem went to all the nations, and he asked them, what does it say in the Torah? Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sinof. Nobody wanted to be Mekabel the Torah. But the Zara Daf Bet. Then Hashem comes to the Yidden, and they didn't ask any questions. They said, Nasa V'Nishma. We saw the Pesukim this morning. Parshas Yisroi, Parshas Mishpatim. The Yidden said Nasa V'Nishma. Here we have a whole different Gemara. The Gemara says, not only didn't they say Nasa the Nishma, but they didn't even want to accept the Torah. Hashem had to force them, literally, on gunpoint, Kofaleim Har Kegigas, and made them an ultimatum. Imatim Mekabelin HaTorah Mutav, Vimlav Shom Teik Furaskam, so much so that there's a nafkamina in Halacha almost. Mikan Moida Rabba Loi Raisas. Afraid Tosfos, I thought the Yidden said Nasa the Nishma. So this is Tosfos Kasha. The most famous answer to this Kasha is the Medrash Tanchum and Parshas Noach, that says that Nasa V'Nishma was said for the Torah Shebiksav. The Kofa Aleim Har Kegigas was said with regards to the Torah Shebal Peh, which would perhaps mean that there are ramifications, nafkamidas la'alocha, between the way the Yidden accepted Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebiksav was done b'rotzen. There was a Shvuas Har Sinai. On Torah Shebiksav, you find that the Yidden were considered Mushba V'Oimid Bahar Sinai. Torah Shebal Peh, you have the Ran and the Dharm Davches, which would seem to suggest they weren't a Mushba V'Oimid Bahar Sinai. Again, this is raid we've spoken about so many times over the years. I mean, so much of our raid that we've gone through comes from these Gemaras that we're learning here. Literally, Ve'in Kan Zmanoi Laharich. It is what it is. That's the first R. The second R is that the Amiram seem to be in the opinion that because the Yidden were Mekabel, at the very least, Torah Shebal Peh, You can't have tainus on somebody. After 120, someone's going to give din v'cheshbon. He's going to say, I was forced into it. Yesh lehem tshuva. They have a good answer, says Rashi. Kiblu bainus. Mikamoydoi rabbi le'raisa. When did that change? After the story of Purim. If that's the case, from the time the Yidden received the Torah until Purim, they technically had this argument of Oinus. Mikamadei Rabbi Leraisa. So here's the question. How were they punished for anything that happened during that time? The Yidden were in the Midbar. They were punished in the Midbar. The Chet HaEgel, the Chet HaMeraglim. Nobody between the age of 20 and 60, besides for the Levim, got to go into Eretz Yisrael. They all died in the Midbar. Why? They were punished. Why were they punished? Because they didn't keep the Torah. Mikan Meidor Rabbi Leraisa. The Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael. The Aseres HaShvatim was sent into Golos. Yerov HaBenevat, Avoy Dezar. Why were they sent into Golos? Mikan Meidor Rabbi Leraisa. Churban Bayis Rishon was before the story of Purim. Right, the story of Purim happened at the end of Golos Bavel, in between the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash and the construction of the second Beis HaMikdash. It was between the two Batei Mikdash is when this Purim story happened. So why were they punished for anything that happened in between? Why don't you say, Mikamadei Rabbi LeRaisa? It's the Rashba's Kasha, it's the Ramban's Kasha, it's a big time Kasha, not for now. So the Gemara Mechizkiyah, Chizkiyah said, Maidachsiv, what's Pshad in the Pasuk that says, Mishamayim Mishmato Din, Eretz Yara, Vishakata. So Mishamayim Mishmato Din is referring to Maimed Ar Sinai. Eretz, the land, Yara was afraid, and then after the Shakata, it calmed down. Says the Gemara, these are two contradictory emotions. Im Yara, Lama Shakata, and Shakata, Lama Yara. Which one was it? Was the Eretz, was the land scared because the Torah was given? Or was it calm because the Torah was given? First it was scared, and then it calmed down. But Lama Yara, why was it afraid? The Pasuk says, Vayihi Erev, Vayehi Boiker Yoim Hashishi. And Rish Lakish asked, "Hey Yisera Lamali, why do you have the extra hey? Vayehi Erev, Vayehi Boiker Yoim Hashishi. What's the pshat in the hey?" Says the Gemara. Meaning it should have said Yoim Shishi. Malamich is not Kadosh Baruch Hu Ma'aseh Bereishis coming to teach us that a Kadosh Baruch Hu made a t'nai with Ma'aseh Bereishis. Meaning Hashem created the world, but He created the world ala t'nai, as if somebody sell something ala t'nai. Hashem created the world, but He did it ala t'nai. This was the t'nai. But Amar Lehem, Im Yisrael Mekablu Na Torah, Atam Miskayman. If the Yidden are going to accept the Torah, you're going to have a kiyum. V'im lav, and if not, Ani Machzir Eschem L'soyu V'voyu. There's going to be no world. That means the existence of the world was hinging upon what the Jews' answer was going to be to the ultimatum of Imate Mekablan HaTorah Mutav V'im Lav Shom Teheg Furaschem. So the world was literally, they were waiting with bated breath to see what the Jews were going to say. So this wasn't just a Yoim Shishi, it was Yoim HaShishi. There was going to be a sixth day, the sixth day of Sivan, that the Yidden would be Mekabel the Torah, and it was on that day that it was would be determined whether or not the world would have a Kiyum, or whether or not the world would not have a Kiyum. And the reference of HaShishi is referring to another sixth day, the sixth day of Sivan, Yoim Matan Torah. Tosfos and Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph asks that this works very nicely according to the Rabbanan, whose Shita we discussed in detail on Daf Pei Zayin, briefly on Daf Pei Vav, and that is that the Torah was given on Vav Sivan. So if the Torah was given on Vav Sivan, that's Yoim HaShishi. But what about according to Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi holds that the Torah wasn't given on Vav Sivan, the Torah was given on Zayin Sivan. So how does this drasha, how's Rabbi Yossi going to understand Vayihi Erev, Vayibayke, Yoim HaShishi, another big kasha that the Rishonim asks, that Ein Kam Mekoymer, but this is Tosfos Kasha, Navay Dezara, Daf Gimel Amin Aleph, Torah, Shrab Simoy, Shoshik, Yim Yisrael, Nasa Venishma, what do you say? Nasa V'nishma, and specifically Hikdimu Yisrael Nasa V'nishma. They didn't say Nishma V'nasa, but they said it counterintuitively. We'll do, and then afterwards we'll figure out what we have to do. Bon, she should be Malachi Asharas, Chalach Avechem Yisrael. There were 600,000 Malachi Asharas that came to each Yid, meaning there were 600,000 Yidden, and each Yid had his own Malach. Kashulei Shnei Ksarim, and each Malach took two crowns and tied them onto the heads of the Yidden. Echad Kenega Nasa, why two crowns? One for Nasa, Echad Kenega Nishma, and the other one for Nishma. Kibbish Chalti Yisrael, the Yidden sinned by the Chet Egel, Yardu Meva Esra Riba Malachi Chavala. So then, 600,000 times two, meaning 1.2 million bad Malachim came, Malachi Chavala, Upirkam, and removed them. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Vayisnatzlu B'nei Yisrael es Edyam Mehar Choyrev. The Yidden lost their beauty in Har Choyrev. Har Choyrev as in Har Sinai. Amar Rab Chamib, Rab Chanin, B'Choyrev, Tana B'Choyrev, Parku. They received the crowns in Sinai, and they lost it by Sinai. Tanu Kedamar, they received it by Sinai when they said Nasa Benishma. And Parku, and they lost it by Sinai as well. So you didn't receive these crowns, but they didn't have it for a very long time. It only lasted until the Chet HaEgel. After the Chet HaEgel, they lost these crowns. Amar Rabbi Yoichan said, Kulam Zacha Moshe V'Natan. All these crowns, where did they go? So they didn't go back up to Shemayim. Moshe Rabbeinu got them. The Samach Lei, because shortly after the Pasuk says, Vayisnatzlu B'nei Yisrael es Edyam Mehar Chorib, the very next Pasuk says, Umoshe Yikach Es Ha'oil V'Natan Lei Michutz Lamachane Harchik Min Hamachane. And the Pasuk starts describing Moshe Rabbeinu and his majesty, and we learn from there that Moshe Rabbeinu took the beauty of the Yidden. That's who Moshe Yikach. What did he take? He took with him all these crowns. We'll see more about this at the end of the daf. Amrei Shlokish, which Shlokish said, Asar HaKadosh Baruch Lachzirem Lanu. Even though we lost these crowns, but one day we're going to get them back. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Ufduye Hashem Yeshuvun Ubo Tzion Berina V'Simchas Oylam Al Roshem. What does it mean, Simchas Oylam Al Roshem? Simchas Oylam Al Roshem. The Simcha that we once had, this Simcha that was the Shnei Ksarim, we're going to get them once again. When the Yidden said Nas and then Nishma, Yatsa Baskov, Amr Lehem, a Baskov came out and said, Mi Gidol Bonai Razeh, Shemalachi Asharis Mishnam Shabai. Who revealed this secret to the Yidden? Had the Yidden know to say first Nas and then Nishma, the Sprach that the Yidden were talking, this is the way that Malachim talk. Migilo Lebanai Razeh. Who revealed the secret to them? This is the secret of Malachi Asharich. Where do you find that the Malachi Asharich talk that way? Because the Pasuk says, Baruch Hu Hashem Malachov, Giborei Koyach, Oisei Devaroi, Lishmaya Bekaldar. So talking about Malachim. Baruch Hu Hashem Malachov. And it says, Oisei Devaroi, first Nasa, and then Lishmaya Bekald Varoi. And afterwards, Nishma. Amr Rabchanino, Maidich, see what's behind the Pasuk that says, a Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Kitapuach Ba'atze Ayar, Kein Doidi Bein HaBonim. Kla Yisrael is compared to a tree, but not just any tree, an apple tree. Just like an apple tree, the fruit grows, it blossoms before the leaves do. Af Yisrael hikdimu nasal nishma, meaning it's counterintuitive. Usually a tree, the leaves grow first and then the fruit grows. But an apple tree is in the reverse. So the Yidden, they acted in the reverse. Ordinarily, you would think first nishma and then nasa. But the Yidden said first nasa, and afterwards they said nishma. Who tzeduki? There was a tzeduki, the chazil rava, the kama'ayim b'shmaita. There was a tzeduki that saw rava who was sitting and learning, v'yosva etzbasei didei tusekare. And his finger was underneath his foot. V'kama'ayitzbahu, v'kama'avin etzbasei dam. And he was kvetching his finger with his foot. And he was so immersed in his learning, he didn't realize what he was doing. He started bleeding from his finger. Amalei, so the tzeduki goes to rava, and he tells him, I'm a peziza. You know, you come from a nation that acted very, very quickly. Meaning you didn't think things through. You got involved in a business deal without doing due diligence, without reviewing the terms and conditions. Hashem came to you and he says, do you want to accept the Torah? Without even hearing what it says in the Torah, you said, Nasa v'nishma, not even nishma v'nasa. You jumped right in, Nasa v'nishma, which was silly. Nobody acts that way. Havi mesunim b'din. You're supposed to be methodical. You're not supposed to just run into things. So the tzeduki told Rabbi, you're still acting in the same way. Meaning you come from a nation, the kadmisu pumaychelud naicho, your mouth talk before your ears listen. And akati bepachsu saichu kamisu, you're still doing the same thing. Why? Bereisha yibayu lechula mishma imatzisu kaplisu. What you should have done was first you should have seen if you could accept the Torah. V'loy like kaplisu. Again, you're acting all silly. Clearly you haven't changed much. Amalei, so he told him, I disagree with you. You think we made a mistake when we received the Torah? We weren't making a mistake. Anan, disagin. We who go in the Derech HaYashar, Ksiv Ban, it says regarding us, Tumas Yesharim Tanchem. Tumas, the Tmimus, the simplicity of the Yesharim Tanchem, ends up leading them in the right direction. Hanachinchi, however, people like you, the Sagan Balilusa, you're all chrome, you don't do things in the proper way. Ksiv Bahu, as it relates to you, what the Pasuk says is, V'selef Boydim Yeshadim, You don't get led in the right direction. But us, no, I didn't do anything silly. What I did was the right thing, because I knew that at the end of the day, Hashem was going to lead me in the right direction. Mordechai Kamenetsky told me that maybe you could say a beautiful beher to understand this pasuk. So the tzaduki comes to Rava, guns blazing, and he tells him, "You acted silly once upon a time. Your ancestors did, and you're still acting the same way. What did Rava's ancestors act silly? Oh, because when it came time to receive the Torah, you didn't ask any questions. What did you do? You just said Nasev and Ishma. You just jumped in. Who does that? You talk before you listen. That's not the way it's supposed to be. You should have said Nishma and Nasev. What you did was you said Nasev and Ishma. So this is what he came and he good argument. So what Rava tell him? He says, no, the pasuk says Tumas Yesharim Tanche. I'm a Yashar. Because I'm a Yashar, I went in the Derech HaYashar. So based on that, I have nothing to worry about. So he said like this, based on something we spoke out this morning, the pasuk says that Hashem comes to the Yidden through Moshe, and he says, Jews, will you accept the Torah? And what did the Yidden say? Nasev and Ishma. And as young children, we've been taught that Yidden didn't ask any questions. They knew nothing about, they didn't even know what the Torah was. They knew nothing. They just knew that they were made an offer by God, and if he felt this was an offer worth making, for them it was going to be an offer worth accepting. But that's not entirely what happened. We saw the rest of the story. It's a pasuk in the Torah. It's in Parashas Mishpatim. The pasuk says, "Vayikach Sefer Habris." Moshe Rabbeinu took the Sefer Habris, "Vayikra ba'ozne ya'am," and he read it in front of the am. "Vayoyimru," and they said, "Koila shadibar Hashem naaseh v'nishma." We're willing to accept everything. So, what exactly was this "Vayikach Sefer Habris"? What was the Sefer Habris? What was it? Moshe Rabbeinu read something. He read a book. Vayikach Sefer Habris, Vayikra Ba'azneyon. So the truth is, this Sefer Habris is mentioned in a pasuk a few psukim earlier. Vayichtev Moshe is Kol Divrei Hashem. Vayashkin Baboiker. What was the Vayichtev Moshe? Says Rashi, Mibereshis Vad Matan Torah. Vikosa Mitzvah and Itzav Umar. Moshe Rabbeinu, during the week leading up to Maimed Har Sinai, this is from Bechodesh HaShlishi, somewhere between then and even Vav Sivan, Zayin Sivan, Moshe sat down and he wrote everything that had happened from the beginning of time, Bereshis Bara Lekim Es Hashmayim V'Saaretz, up until real time. Even what happened in Mar. He wrote everything up until that time. It was that Sefer Habris, says Rashi, that Vayikra Bazneyam, Moshe read for the Yidden. Vayoyru, they heard the Sefer Habris, and they said, Koyla Shadibra Hashem Nasev Nishma. So it's not pshat, they just went ahead and ran, and they just accepted the Torah. No, the Pasuk actually says, Vayikra Bazneyam. They did listen. There was an element of Nishma. Now, they didn't know exactly what they were getting themselves into. They didn't know what the Torah was going to be. But they heard something. You know what they heard? They heard from Bereshis until Matan Torah. So, what is Bereshis? Said Rabbi Kamenetsky. Bereshis is the story of the Avos. You know who the Avos are referred to? The Avos are the Yesharim. The Gemara says in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Chofei Amar Aleph, the Pasuk says, Vayoyimer Lelami B'nei Yehuda Keshes, Hine Ksuv Al Sefer HaYosher. Ma Sefer HaYosher? Amar Abchir Bar Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Ze Sefer Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, She Nikru Rishoyim, Dechsiv, because Bilam HaRosha envied the Avos. He said, Tomus Navshi Mois Yesharim, Utihi Achrisi Kamoy, Halavai, I should be Zoicha to die like the Yesharim. He said, that's what Rava was saying. You know what Rava told them? Rava says, you don't understand. The Jews didn't just accept the Torah. You know what the Jews did first? They heard the Sefer Habris. What was the Sefer Habris? Mi Bereshis V'Matan Torah. They heard about the Avos. They were told that they had a Zayd Avram who gave himself up with 10 Nesiyonos. He jumped into the Ur Kasdim. He heard about HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, take your son as Pinchas Yechidcha Asher Ahavtov Aleh Lo'ilo. And he did it lovingly. The Nesiyonos that Yitzchak had and that Yaakov had and the Mesiris Nefesh that they had and the relationship that they had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all the brachas that they were promised. And it was because of what they heard, what they were told that the Yesharim are going to get. So it was Tumas Yesharim Tanche, the Yesharim as in the Yesharim of the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, Daf Chafeh and Aleph, the Yesharim as in the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They heard from who they shtam, they had a Messiah in their family. They knew this was going to play out properly. That's what motivated them to be able to accept it. That was the tifkeit of what Rava was telling them. Rava didn't just say, yeah, if a person goes with the Derech HaYashar, everything's going to play itself out. The word Yesharim is a play on Avodah Zarah, the Yesharim as in Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, which Rashi says clearly in Chumash, Barsish Mishpatim, was exactly what they heard. Vayikra Ba'azneyam. They heard about the Yesharim. They heard the story of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They said, of course we're going to accept it. Vayoyimru kola'am, koyla shadibar Hashem, nasa v'nishma. That's the rest of the story. Amar Rab Shmuel Banachmeini, Amar Rab Yoynes, Amaydech Siv. What's Pshat in the Pasuk that says, Libavtani achoysi kala, Libavtani ba'achas, Me'einayich, ba'achas anok, mitzavroinayich. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Libaftani achoisi kala. So this is a Pasuk at Shir Hashir. It talks about the love between Hashem and Klai Yisrael. And it says, Libaftani ba'achas meinayach, with one of your eyes. It sounds like this was like a chatzi love. Says the Gemara, what it means is, b'tchila ba'achas meinayach. Initially, when the Yidden said that we'll accept the Torah, sounds very nice. But that's like accepting the Torah with one eye. Like a shatasi, however, Hashem told the Yidden, when you're going to stop keeping the mitzvahs, then it's going to be complete. Then it's going to be b'shtei inayach. Amarulu, Ula said, he says, if you think about the love that Hashem showed the Yidden when they accepted the Torah at Har Sinai and the spiritual level that the Jews were on, to think that 40 days later they could have worshipped the Ego literally at Har Sinai is mind-boggling. And Ula said, the only mashal I could explain is this is like a kala that's mezana, literally in the chuppah. I mean, this happened at Har Sinai. And Aluva said, Ula, what a chutzpah that a kala is mezana b'teichu pasa. And that's what the Yidden did when they worshipped the eagle at Har Sinai. Amar Amori, brother Bashmul, Mikra, the pasuk says, Acha melech b'mesiboy, near the Nasan Rechoy, that while the Melech was sitting, the spices, they started losing their time. Amar Rav. So Rav said that this is referring to the Chet Ha'egel, meaning they're sitting together with Hashem and they're already losing. But Rav said, Adayin Chavivusa Higabon. You see that Hashem still loved the Yidden. Because the pasuk says, Nasan, for like Siv Hesriach. Really, you could have said that the Besamim, it was Hesriach. Terry used the fine words. Hashem still, even after the Chet Ha'egel, Hashem still loved the Yidden. Tanu Rabbanon. So we mentioned the word Aluva. So the Gemara is going to mention another chazal that uses the word aluva. Again, aluva means chutzpah. Aluvim, the inner novim. People that are spoken to in a chutzpah way, but they don't respond with chutzpah. Shayim Rechar Pasan, they let people embarrass them. Hashem, they don't respond. Ois meyahavo, if they serve Hashem meyahavo, smeichim bi yisurim, and they accept yisurim, besimcha leim akasa vaymer, v'ayav av ketseis Hashemish begvurasoy, that's a sign of incredible gvura. Am Rabbi Yoichin, my dechsev, the pasuk says, Hashem yitain oymer, hamevasrois tzavarov. What is it's referring to? It's referring to Maimed Har Sinai. Kaldiba v'dibach yotzo mipiagad gvura. Every word that Hashem spoke at Maimed Har Sinai, nechlak l'shivan l'shoynes, it was divided, it was cut into 70 different languages. Meaning any person was able to understand Maimed Har Sinai regardless of what language he spoke. And this Gemara is matim in what Chazal say in the end of Zvachim and in different places, that really all the Umayis Olam, everybody heard Maimed Har Sinai. So it didn't matter what language a person spoke, he was able to understand the events of Har Sinai. Tanav Rabbi Shmuel, Ukepatish Yefutza Sela. The Torah is like a hammer that can cause a rock to explode. Ma Patish Zanech L'Kavan Ditzoytzes. Just like a hammer, if you knock it on a rock, it's going to make it fall into a bunch of different pieces. Every word was in the same way. It exploded into how many pieces? 70. Why 70? Nechlak l'shivim l'shoynes. The 70 languages like this, everybody can understand. What's in the pasuk that says, Shimu ki negidim adaber. Hashem says, I spoke like a nugget. What's a nugget? Nugget's a shiny yid, a wealthy person, a powerful person. What does the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to do with a nugget? A nugget is powerful. So he can decide who lives, who dies. After every Torah, the word of Hashem, Torah has the ability to give a person life, but also to the contrary, it can cause a person harm. Hainu damar rava lemayeminibah. People that learn Torah properly, Torah is a sama dechayah. Lemasmilamah. People that don't learn Torah properly, sama de musa. It can be a stumbling block. Dover acha negidim. Another reason why Torah is called negidim. Kol divi chasam hakadosh baruch hu. Koishon loy shnei kesarim. A nugget he wears a crown. Again, he's a shiny yid. He looks the part. He dresses the part. The diburim, the words that came out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Maimed Har Sinai, each had two kesarim, just like the Yidden initially had two kesarim. Each dibur that came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu had two kesarim, and that's why the diburim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are referred to as negidim. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, what's pshat in the pasuk that says, Tzroir hamor doidi li, Bein shada yolin. Amr Knesset Yisrael lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribbono shel Olam. Af al pi shemetzer umeimar li. Even though I understand that we don't always behave properly, but at the same time, doidi bein shada yolin. At the same time, you know, we love you. Eshkol hakoyfer doidi li bekarmi ein gedi. What does this mean? Misha hakol shaloi mechaper li al avoyin gedi shekoramti li. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're someone that's hakol shaloi. Eshkol means shakol shaloi. Hakoyfer is miloshin kapara. Doidi li Bekarmi ein gedi. You're mechaper. You're going to give me kapara. They're asking Hashem for kapara on the ein of the gedi. The gedi was the eagle. That was the chet the eagle. Says my mash, but the high karmi lishna the machneshu. So in this pasuk, we're teaching the word karmi as meaning gathering. So where do you find that word karmi, even in Aramaic, where do you find that it means to gather? It's a Mishnah. So Allah in Hilchas Kalim, that if you have a kisei shel koivis, this stand or this chair that the koivis used to use, what did he do with it? Karmin all of us akelim, used to gather the kalim. I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. My dechsev, the pasuk says, L'choyov ka'arugas ha'boisim. His cheeks are like arugas ha'boisim, like besamim. Kol di b'divich asafi kodesh baruchu, nesmal kol adam kula besamim. Every word that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke, the world was filled with besamim. V'kimish ha'vidi b'rishon, nesmal afeit the Gemara. I understand. Hashem spoke many words. If the first word already caused the world to fill up with besamim, then di b'rishon b'lehechan olach. Then what was the point in the meaning? If the world was filled with psalmim already, then it can't be full the second time. So what did the Dibur Sheni do? Kol Dibur V'Dibur caused the whole world to be filled with psalmim? Once it was filled the first time, so you can't fill up something that's already full. What were you able to do the second time? Says the Gemara, you see from here that Hoitziah Kodesh Baruch Ruach Me'etzroisav, what Hashem did was he caused the wind to come. This was a special wind that came out of his Geniza. So Hashem would speak, the world was nismali with besamim, then the ruach came, it caused this smell to dissipate, and then the same thing happened again. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, the end of that pasuk, so the beginning of the pasuk is l'chayev karugas habayis amigdolei smer kachim, sifsoyis of shoshanem noitfos mor oivem, we learn from there, al-tikri shoshanem elosha shoynim. This repeated itself. So it filled up, the wind blew it away, it filled up again, the wind blew it away. V'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, more about each dibur that came out of the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol dibur dibichasim b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yatsasan nishmasan shal Yisrael. Every word that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke caused nishmasan shal Yisrael to go away. Shenemar, the pasuk says, nafshi yatsisa b'dabri. Me'ach Hashem dibur riyash nasa shmasa. I understand. If the Yidin lost their neshamas, the first time Hashem spoke a word, so dibur sheni hei kiblu. So what was the point in the second dibur? So the Gemara says, hoirid tau she'asid l'hachya. It's basically, meaning if they died after the first dibur, so you can't die again. What Hashem did was, spoke a dibur. And then Hashem was mechayim mason. How was he mechayim mason? With the tau that Hashem is going to use to be mechayim mason la'asa lovei shenem ha'gashem nidvayis tanav aleim nachlas chavanila atakeinanto. And then the whole thing started again. Amrev shulman levi called him b'chasam b'yakadosh baruch hu chazir yisol achirev. Every word that Hashem spoke caused the Yidden to go back yud beis mil. V'ahu malachi ha'charis mendad ha'nois malachi ha'charis walked them back. Shenemar malachi tzivakois yedudun yedudun al-tikri yedudun eli yedadun. They walked them back. Yedadun, you find like a little bird doesn't walk. It's yedadun. It crawls back very, very slowly. So in that same vein, the Yidden were caused to go back yud beis mil al kol dibur v'dibur shiyatzam mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the malachim walked them back. Either way, the Gemara just mentioned a whole bunch of things that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said in the context of what took place b'shas matan Torah. The Gemara is now going to mention another thing Rabbi Shua ben Levi said. One of the most famous things that Rabbi Shua ben Levi said in Shas, also related to matan Torah, but we're going to save that for tomorrow's daf. For now, we're going to excel and just speak out a few ha'aras as it relates to today's daf, as it relates to the theme of today's daf, and that is Kabbalah Satir. A few ha'aras, bullet point style. The first Torah is, the Gemara says that the Yidden received the Torah. And when they received the Torah, there was a hava in the ear on the level of Shir HaShirim. Libavtani achoisi kala, libavtali ba'achas me'inayich, ba'achas anok mitzav roinayich. Tzroir hamor doidili ben shoda yolin, eshkel hakoifri doidili b'char me'engedi, ad shamelech b'mesibay nirdi nasan reichot. We have a whole bunch of different psukim in Shir HaShirim. Pasachti ani l'doidi b'doidi chomak over nafshi yotze b'darbi b'kashti v'loi b'tzaziru k'rosim v'loi anoni l'choyev karugas habayisim. I mean, these are all psukim that we quoted in today's daf. I'll be here quickly. And these are all psukim in Shir HaShirim that describe this beautiful ahava, the chuppah, the chasana, the relationship of an ish and an isha that Klal Yisrael felt with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when they received the Torah. And then 40 days later, the Yidden sinned, which perhaps was the greatest aver the Yidden would ever do. The cheto egel, and when you think about the timing of it, it's hard to believe the Yidden did averes. Sometimes they were under duress, there was nesioines, there was hastaponim, but this is at a time of incredible ahava that they're feeling, this unbelievable spiritual high, and then they go ahead and they sin in such an unimaginable way. The Cheta Egel, and Ula commented, Ula said, Aluva Kala, Mezana Betoichu Pasa. He says, I don't understand. This is a Kala that's being Mezana in the middle of the Chuppah. This is hard to believe. That's the Mashal, this is the Nimshal, and you try to make sense of it. Aluva Kala, Mezana Betoichu Pasa. And the truth is, I never understood this Gemara. Because although it's true that the Chet Egel happened at Har Sinai, but was this Betoichu Pasa? The analogy of Betoichu Pasa would mean, literally, during the Chasana. During the Chasana, the Kala is Mezana. The Chasana was over. It was over 40 days ago. We saw the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. The Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer said, how long did Maimed Har Sinai last? 3 hours. It started in the sixth hour of the day, and it ended in the ninth hour of the day. The whole Chasana was a three-hour wedding. The Kala wasn't Mezana Betoichu Pasa. The analogy would be the Kala was Mezana in the wedding call. But a month after the wedding, it's not the same thing. This is Aluva Kala Mezana Betoichu Pasa. It wasn't Betoichu Pasa. It was in the Makam. It was in the setting. It was in the place where the Chuppah was. But it wasn't Betoichu Pasa. It's still very bad. But the Mashal has to match the Nimshal. How could Ula say Aluva Kala Mezana Betoichu Pasa? But I think the Kash is a mistake. And really, it's just based on a little bit of the rest of the story. Chazal say in many places that when the Yidden went to Har Sinai, they learned Kol HaTorah Kula. Perhaps the most famous makarta of this is Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Bahar. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe, Bahar Sinai lemer. Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta aleyem. The whole Parsha of Shemitah. Sheishonim tizra sodecho, v'sheishonim tizmar karmecho, v'asavta tfuos. It says Rashi, famously, Bahar Sinai, ma'in in Shemitah, it's al Har Sinai. Why does the Torah somehow juxtapose? What does Shemitah have to do with Har Sinai? V'aloi kol ha-mitzvahis nemru m'sinai. Why are all the mitzvahis nemru m'sinai? Elo, ma Shemitah nemru, klal oisel. Upratoisel, vidiktu keo misinai, afkula nemru, kloloiseyem, vidiktu keo misinai. Kach shnuya b'toyrus koyenu. The Torah is coming to say that just like the parasha Baha, you have all the diktukim and the pratim, it's a very technical parasha, the parasha of Shmita that's mentioned in the Torah, beginning of parasha's Bahar. But you should know that it's not only this parasha that was mentioned that way, all the parashas in the Torah were nemru, kloloiseyem, vidiktu keo, upratoiseyem, misinai. Because the Yidin got all the mitzvahs when they were on Har Sinai. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Hei Amar Aleph, Ma'idich Siv, Amar Rab Levi Bar Chama, Amar Rab Shimon Ben Lachish, Ma'idich Siv, Ve'edna Luchos, Luchos, Ha'eben Va'Toyra Va'Mitzvah Shekasavti Lohoysom, Luchos, Eilu Aseres Hadibrois, Toyra Zeh Mikra, Mitzvah Zeh Mishnah, Ha'shekasavti El Nevi, Muxuvim, Lohiroysom Zeh Talmud Melamed, Shekulam Nitnu L'Moshe Misinai. The Yidden received the entire Toyra Misinai. In fact, if you want to see a nice summary of all the Chazals that mentioned this idea that the Yidden received Kol HaTorah Kula at Har Sinai, if you take a look at the first Vilna Gaon in his Pirush HaGra on Pirkei Avos, so the Pirkei Avos begins, Moshe Kibol Torah Misinai, says the Vilna Gaon. What does it mean, Moshe Kibol Torah Misinai? What's the scriptural source for Moshe Kibol Torah Misinai? We've mentioned this many times, that the Vilna Gaon wrote a Pirush on Avos, and the style of the Vilna Gaon's Pirush on Avos is that he brings biblical sources from Psukim in Tanakh to what the Tanoim said in Avos. The Vilna Gaon used to say that Avos, Rashi says in Bava Kama da Beis Amid Aleph, is Hanach Dichsivim Bekrab Behedya. An Av, as opposed to a Talta, are things that are mentioned Mefurish in the Torah. That means if Pirkei Avos, if these Mishnayos were called Avos, that means they're all Mefurish in the Torah somewhere. And the Vilna Gaon wrote a whole Pirish. He wrote a Pirish on Pirkei Avos, and the objective was to find the Mekoiris and Psukim for all the Mishnayos and Avos to show, like Rashi, Bava Kama, Da Beis, where these things are Mefurish in the Torah. So on the first line of Pirkei Avos, Moshe Kibol Torah Misinai, the Vilna Gaon goes through, literally, it's an Amid Aleph and an Amid Beis. It's quite long. He has 10 Mekoiris to this idea that Moshe Kibol Torah, the whole Torah, was accepted as Sinai. So at Maimon Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekabel the entire Torah. Now I want to ask you a question. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to Mekabel the whole Torah in 3 hours? How's it possible? You could barely get through a few red bites in 3 hours. How is it possible that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekabel Kol HaTorah Kula in 3 hours? Besides, if you go through the Rishonim and Chumash, Parshas Yisroi, Parshas Vaschanon, the Yidden, when they went Har Sinai and they heard the Aseres HaDibros, they didn't hear more than the Aseres HaDibros. All they heard was the Aseres HaDibros. So what does it mean they heard Kol HaTorah Kula? It doesn't It's inconsistent with the Pshutei Shel Mikra. The Pshutei Shel Mikra is they heard Aseres Adibros and Kailos and the Wabrakim, and that was the end of the event. And that makes sense. It took 3 hours, the beginning, the end, the middle. But the point is that how do you reconcile all these Psukim that the Vilna Gaon brings in the beginning of Pirkei Avos in his Pirish of the Mishnah, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesinai, with number one, had that happen in 3 hours? And besides, that's not what happened. I thought it was only Aseres Adibros. Now the Pshat is that when we talk about Sinai, when we talk about Sinai, it doesn't necessarily mean Maimid Har Sinai. The Yidden spent a lot of time at Har Sinai. The Yidden were there for 40 days, and then Moshe Rabbeinu went up after he broke the Luchais, and they were there for another 40 days. Yidden spent a lot of time at Maimid Har, at Har Sinai. Vayisiatzu betachtes Ahar lasted a very long time. Maimid Har Sinai didn't last so long, but the process, the classes of Sinai, they did last a very long. They lasted months. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, he learned the Torah, he came back, he taught it to the Yidden. That all happened at Sinai. The event that was Maimed Har Sinai, that was the main event. That lasted 3 hours. There were kailas, there were brachim, there was fire, there was water. That started in the 6th hour of the day, it ended in the 9th hour of the day. After that, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim, the Yidden remained still at Sinai for 40 days. Then Moshe Rabbeinu comes down with the luchais, and he breaks loose, and he's going to eventually teach the Yidden Torah. So Moshe Kibble Torah Misinai, this all happened at Sinai. Where was it? It was at the Sinai Desert. That's where it was. It was Betachtes Ahar. That's where all of this took place. But at the same time, you want to know the event of Maimed Har Sinai? The event was a 3-hour event. But all of this happened when the Yidden worshipped the Chet Egel. This was all part of Sinai. This was all part of Moshe Kibble Torah Misinai. This is Aluva Kala Mezana B'Toichu Pasa. Although the event itself of Maimed Har Sinai, of Aseres Hadibros, of Ayedabra Likimes, Esadvar Meil Olemet, that only lasted 3 hours. But Sinai itself was a process. It lasted a lot longer than 3 hours. That lasted weeks. It lasted months. And it was during that time that the Yidden were going to learn the Torah. But being that they were still at Har Sinai, it was considered a hamshach. Maybe it wasn't the chasana, but it was at least sheva brachas. And that's what Ula commented, Aluva Kala Mizana B'toichu Pasa, because clearly this is all part of the Sinai experience. It has to be. Because this is when Moshe is being Mekabel Torah Misinai. And if Moshe is being Mekabel Torah Misinai, it's still part of Sinai. As a result, that's the pshat, that it's Aluva Kala Mizana B'toichu Pasa. The Gemara Naman Aleph said that B'shoshik Dima Yisrael Nasa V'Nishma, when the Yidden said first Nasa, and then they said Nishma, so 600,000 Malachi Asharis came down from Shemayim, one per each Yid, and gave each Yid two Kisarim. One Keneged Nasa, and the other one was Keneged Nishma. Then the Chet Egel happened. The Kimesh Chatu Yisrael Yardu Meya Ve'esrim Riboy Malachi Chavolah, not 600,000, but this time 1.2 million Malachim came, Upirkam, and took them away. So the same crowns that they got were now taken away. What happened to all these crowns? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, V'kulon Zacha Moshe V'Natan. Moshe Rabbeinu was Zoycha. He got all these crowns. That's what the Gemara said on Manaf. And the question, of course, is what are these crowns exactly? So this is above our pay grade. This is something, obviously, that requires an understanding of Kabbalah and Pnimius HaTorah in order to properly understand what's going on. If you take a look at the Marsha in Chedush HaGodes, the Marsha says that when the Yidden accepted the Torah, they took upon themselves the Keser of Torah. But there are two other crowns that the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos talks about. There's Shloisha Ksarim Heim, this Keser Torah, this Keser Kohuna, and this Keser Malchus. When the Yidden said Nasa V'Nishma, they got Keser Torah. But with Keser Torah came along Keser Kohuna and Keser Malchus. Be Melachim Yimloichu comes from Torah. And once the Yidden were Mekabel Torah, they became a Mamleches Koyanim. They got Keser Melucha Mamleches, and they got Keser Kohuna of Koyanim. And those are the two crowns. Exactly what this means, I'm not sure. But the Yidden end up with three crowns. They said Nasav and Ishma. They thought they would be Mekabel Torah. They got three hats. Keser Torah, they got Keser Kohuna, and they got Keser Malchus as well. But I saw in the Chasam Sofer, in Parshas Kisisa, he says a Dover Nifla to explain what exactly these two crowns are, but with a little bit of an introduction. That is, we know that on Shabbos, every Yid gets a Neshama Yisera. How do you know that a Yid gets a Neshama Yisera? Because we say it, V'shamru B'nei Yisrael HaShabbos. L'asos HaShabbos L'dayroysam B'soylam B'enu V'en B'nei Yisrael Oysli L'yoylam Ki sheshes yomim Asa Hashem Es HaShemayim V'esa Aretz U'vayoy Mashvi Shavas Vayinofash. And the Gemara says in Meseches Beyo Daf Tei Zayinim Aleph, what does it mean Shavas Vayinofash? Kivan Shavas. Once Shabbos passes, Vay of the nefesh. Vay nefesh is vay. Whoa. Oh, it's so sad. Of the nefesh, we lost our nefesh. We lost our neshama. Oh, it sounds like we had a neshama that we lost. Wait a minute, we have a neshama. The neshama shenasata b'tahiri we still have. Oh, must be we had another neshama. So vay of the nefesh is a sign. That's a sign that every yid has a neshama yaseir. Shtelzach tichsam seifer with a few others. I'll just mention one. He said, where does it say, v'shamru b'nei Yisrael as HaShabbos? Those words, v'shamru b'nei Yisrael as HaShabbos, that we say Friday night, by Kabbalah Shabbos. What's the source to it? It's Pesukim in the Torah. Where? Which parasha? It's not in the Aseret HaDibros. It's not in Parashas Yisroi. It's not in Parashas Veschanon. It's in Parashas Kisisa. One of the few places that the Torah talks about Shabbos, tucked away in the Parashas HaTorah, is in Parashas Kisisa. And over there it says, V'shamru b'nei Yisrael HaShabbos. The parasha of Shabbos there, which is several Pesukim long, ends, Uvayoyim HaShvi Yishavas V'yinafash, and that's the Makar to Vayav the Nafesh, that's the Makar to the Neshama Yisera. And the Chassam Sofer says, why did the Torah pick this place? It seems like an interesting place to teach us the halacha of Neshama Yisera. Wouldn't it have been more appropriate to mention the Neshama Yisera, which certainly on a Kabbalistic level is such an integral part of Shabbos? Wouldn't it have been more appropriate for it to be mentioned in Parashas Yisroi? Why is it tucked away over here in Parashas Kisisa? Says the Chassam Sofer, I'm going to tell you the pshat. He says, because the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, that B'shosh, Om Yisrael, Nasav, and Nishma. So 600,000 Malachi Asharis came, and it gave each Yid two crowns. What were those crowns? Says the Chassam Sofer, you know what the crowns were? They were Neshama Yisera. That's what those crowns were. Those crowns were in the Neshama Yisera. The Yidden was supposed to have the Neshama Yisera not on Shabbos. They were supposed to have the Neshama Yisera 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The Yidden was supposed to always live an elevated life, a life with the Neshama Yisera. But you know what happened? The Chet HaEgel happened. And because the Chet HaEgel happened, they lost the Neshama Yisera. It was taken away from them, and they didn't have it anymore. So what happened to the Neshama Yisera after it was taken away? It was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. And like the Gemara says, Om Rabbi Yochanan, V'kula Natla Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu went, and Moshe Rabbeinu took the Neshama Yisera. Says the Chassam, but where do you find that Moshe Rabbeinu had this Neshama Yisera? It's in the end of Parshas Kisisa. The Pasuk says, V'ro b'nei Yisrael es p'nei Moshe, ki koran or p'nei Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu shone. You know what he had? He had the Neshama Yisera. He looked like the Yid was supposed to look like before the Chet HaEgel. That's all it was. But whereas the Yidden had sinned with the Chet HaEgel, so they lost the Neshama Yisera, Moshe Rabbeinu got all these Neshama Yiseras. And that was the Gedula, that was the Gadlus of Moshe. Every Shabbos, says the Chassam Sofer, Moshe Rabbeinu takes from his Neshama Yisera and he gives it to the Yidden. And that's why we have a Neshama Yisera again. And he brings from that Rizal, that the Rizal said, that's what we mean in davening, when we say, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi. What's the matnas? Yismach Moshe b'matnas. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving us a matnas. Every Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu gives us a matana. You know what the matan is? It's the Neshama Yisera. It's the two crowns that every single Yid had when they said Nasav and Ishma. But we lost it after the Chet HaEgel. Who took it? Moshe Rabbeinu took it. Every Shabbos, a Yid elevates himself. He goes back to that place. And every single Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu takes the Neshama Yisera and he gives it to the Yidden. And that's Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi. He's taking his chelik. He's giving it to us as a matan. He's returning the gift, so to speak. That's the matan of Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Chassam Sofer, that's why the Neshama Yisera Vayinofesh is mentioned in Parshas Kisisa. That's why it wasn't mentioned before Parshas Kisisa. Because before Parshas Kisisa, there was no such thing as a Neshama Yisera. Before Parshas Kisisa, there was no Vayov the Nefesh. We didn't have a Nefesh that came by Shkia on Friday night and then we lost it when we made Havdalah. We didn't need Besamim for the Neshama Yisera on Matzah Shabbos because we always had it. We had the Shnei Kesarim. That's what the Shnei Kesarim was. But what happened was because of the Chet HaEgel, we lost it. Now that we lost, and now all of a sudden we're going to have a Neshama Yisera. So it says the Chassam Sofer, look at the placing of the pasuk of the Neshama Yisera. Where does the Torah talk about the Neshama Yisera? It's in Parshas Kisisa. Literally, it's right smack in the middle of the Chet HaEgel. Yeah, Vayayim Ashri Yishavas Vayinafash Vayitin HaMoshe Kachaloyse L'daber Vayayaram Kibayshash Moshe. He says, in fact, the last thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe before he revealed him that the Yidden sinned with the Chet HaEgel was Vayinafash. Hashem saw the Chet HaEgel. He knew that that's it. They're going to lose these Kesarim. Now there's going to be a parasha called the Neshama Yisera. And that segues right into the Chet HaEgel. Says the Chassam Sofer, that's the Pnimiyas HaTorah. That's what's going on over here. This is the Neshama Yisera. But either way, that's why the Neshama Yisera is referenced in Parshas Kisisa, Vayinafesh. That's the understanding of the Shnei Kesarim, when we say Moshe Rabbeinu, talking Moshe Rabbeinu got the Neshama Yisera, and he gives it back to the Yidden every Shabbos, and that's what that Rizal meant when he said Yismach Moshe Matnas Chelkoi. He gives us a Matana. The Matana is he's giving us back that Neshama, that what it was that we have. But I'm going to tell you another Chassam Sofer. Another Chassam Sofer. So in the last few Dafin, we spoke a lot about the Psukim in Parashas Yisrael, where the Psukim talk about how when the Yidden arrived, Bachodesh HaShlishi, so Hashem comes calls to Moshe, and he tells Moshe, I want you to go to the Yidden, and I want you to tell the Yidden that the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is about to come to fruition. Koyseim lebeis Yaakov, v'sagi lebnei Yisrael, atem re'isem asher osisi lemitzrayim, v'esa eschem al kanfei nesharim. Short message. This is the message that I want you to go ahead and I want you to give the Yidden. What's the message? The message is, I'm giving you an opportunity to live a hecher life. Chassam Sofer says, we've mentioned many times in Masechta Shabbos. This is a theme in Masechta Shabbos. How many malachas are there? There's Lamedtes malachas. How do you know that there's Lamedtes malachas? It's learned out from a pasuk in the beginning of Parashas Vayakel. It's the smichlus between Malachas HaMishkan and Shabbos. 39 times it says the word malacha. But one of the makaris that the Gemara is a Gemara in a few places in Masechta Shabbos is in the beginning of Parashas Vayakel. Vayakel Moishas kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Vayomer aleim. Eila hadvarim. Ashetziva Hashem lasu yisoysam. Eila says the Gemara is Begamatria 36. Aleph Lamed Hey is 36. Ha Dvarim. Dvarim is 2. Ha Dvarim is another one. So it's 36 plus 2 plus 1. It's 39. This is a remes. Sheishas Yomim Tiyasa Malacha. Uviyei Mashvi. This is a remes to the Lamed Tes Malachas. Says the Chassam Sofer, this Pasuk, Va'atem Tiyuli Mamleches Kainem V'goy Kadosh, Eile hadvarim asher tedaber al bnei Yisrael. Eile hadvarim. If Chazal darshan eile hadvarim in Parshas Vayakel, they have to darshan eile hadvarim here. We should have to be consistent. So he says, what's the eile hadvarim? What's the drasha? Says the Chassam Sofer, this is divrei Nevi'os. He says, you know what the remnes of eile hadvarim is? He says, the Yidden were given this opportunity to live a hecher life. V'yisim li segula mikol ha'amim. V'atem tiyu li mamleches koyerem v'goy kodesh. You know how long it lasted? It lasted until the Chet HaEgel. They had two ksarim. The Chassam Sofer himself teaches in Parshas Kisisa. It means they had a neshama yisera. The Yidden were literally, it was karan arpanav like Moshe Rabbeinu. But how long did it last? Until the Chet HaEgel. When was the Chet HaEgel? On the 40th day. So how many days was it? It was Eila Hadvarim. It was 39 days. Says the Chassam Sofer, everything is merumas in the Torah. It's v'yisam li segula mikol ha'amim ki li kol ha'aretz. V'atem tiyu li mamleches koyanim v'goy kodosh. Eila hadvarim. Merum is here is that this wasn't going to last forever. This was something that Yidden were going to have for how long? They were going to have it for 39 days. This is the remez over here of Eila hadvarim. So I was thinking all the lamedtes that we've had, just learning the Sechta Shabbos. You have the lamedtes malachas on Shabbos, the lamedtes malachas of the Mishkan. You have the lamedtes malachas that the Vilna Gaon said, Shabbai Nivru Shamayim Varetz, the 39 Lashonis of Yetzirah that it says in the Yaitzes of Parshas Shkolim. We had the Avodas Perech. Avodas Perech, Ba'at Bash, Toysis and Arvei Psachim, the 39 Avodas that the Yidden had when they were in Mitzrayim. We have the 39 days that the Yidden were Berum HaMayla. There was Lamedtes. There were 39 days that the Yidden were Berum HaMayla. And we had the 39 days that the Yidden had this Neshama Yisera. So it's interesting. The Yidden had a Neshama Yisera for 39 days. They lost it after day 39. But after that, when do the Yidden get the Neshama Yisera? The Shamru B'nai Yisrael as HaShabbos. When the Yidden keep Shabbos, what is keeping Shabbos? That's 39 Malachis. Shabbos Vayinofesh, then it's Vayavda Nofesh. That's when they end up getting the Neshama Yisera. This is amazing. This is Afoichba Vafoichba, the Kulaba, the gift that keeps on giving. But just to end with one more Chassam Sofer, and that is that this morning we learned the Gemara, that the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yossi, the Torah was given not on Vav Sivan, it was given on Zayin Sivan. And really, if you go through the narrative in the Psukim, Rabbi Yossi really says, he concedes that really the Torah should have been given on Vav. So why was it given on Zayin Sivan? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu was Moisef Yoy Mechamidaita. He decided that he wants to push off Matan Torah one day. He was Moisef Yoy Echamidaita. We spoke about this. But the question is why? It's not clear why. What motivated Moshe Rabbeinu to push off Matan Torah by one day? Why was he Moisef Yoim Echa Midait? It's one of the great mysteries of all time. It's mentioned in the context of other very controversial things that Moshe Rabbeinu did on his own volition. Very gutsy, if you think about it. The Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos. You would have thought that's the wrong thing to do. Moshe felt it was the right thing to do. Moshe was pirated from his wife. That's not the Jewish way. It was the right thing to do. Moshe Rabbeinu went and he delayed Matan Torah by a day. So why did he delay Matan Torah by a day? It's again the Chassam Sofer, which is something only the Chassam Sofer could say, says. And he says this in one of his drushes. He says, I think the pshat is like this. He says, because we know that a person on his birthday has a special mazel. Person has a special mazel on his birthday. Says the Chassam Sofer, not only does a person have a special mazel on his birthday, but a person also has a special mazel on the day that he was conceived. So if a person would know the day that he was conceived, he would have a special mazel on that day. Says the Chassam Sofer, when was Moshe Rabbeinu conceived? So we know when he was born. He was born Zayin Adar. There's a machlokes in the Gemara if he was born 7 months or he was born to 9 months. According to the Ma'an Amar that he was born to 9 months, that means he was conceived 9 months earlier. 9 months prior to Zayin Adar is Zayin Sivan. Moshe Rabbeinu was very, very afraid of his mission. He was given the greatest mission of all time. You have to be the shliach, you're going to be mekabel Torah, and you're going to get the yidden to buy in. This is what he has to do. Not only that, says the Chassam Sofer, Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the yidden were a little, they didn't really want to hear so much from Moshe. Vayagid Moshe, es divrei ha'am el Hashem. What did they say? We don't want to hear from you. We want to hear from the Melech. So Moshe Rabbeinu hears that. Ritzoneinu liros es malkeinu. They're doubting me. The whole emunah is not even 100% clear. And I'm supposed to go ahead now? How am I supposed to do this? How am I going to get the Yidden to buy into the message? Moshe's a kfad peh. He was worried. How am I going to do this? So he had an etzah. Hashem told me to give it on Vav Sivan. I'm going to push it off one day. Because if I push it off one day, I push it off to Zion Sivan. Oh, Zion Sivan, that's my Yom Heroyan. I'm going to have a better mazel on that day. And because I'm going to have a better mazel on that day, so maybe it's going to be better. And the Chassam Sofer says, that's the oimek, the pnimiyas ha-Torah of Hoisef Yom Echad Midaitai, Das is Miloshen Machshava. Machshava in the Svarim is pregnancy, it's conception, it's Heroyan. This was the Hoisef Yom Echad Midaitai. He pushed it off to the day that he was created in the world of Machshava, in the day that he was conceived, because he felt he would have a better mazel. It would be easier for him to execute his mission if he did it on Zion Sivan rather than if he did it on Vav Sivan. But we've mentioned this in the past. But Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush. In Parshas Shemois, we all know the Pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu was born in a very dangerous time, at a time where there was a gzeira, that any little boy that's born to the Jews, Hayoira Tashlichu, would have to be thrown into the Nile River. And Moshe Rabbeinu's parents had no choice, and they took Moshe, and they put him in a little basket, and they put him into the Nile River, and Miriam, Moshe's sister, she would watch him to make sure that she would be protected. One day, Vaterid Bas Pari Lil Chertz Ala Ya'ar, Pari's daughter Basya goes to bathe by the Ya'ar, and she sees Moshe, and she goes and she rescues Moshe. Say Chazal, Vatirid Bas Pari Lirchatz Ayar. She didn't just go to bathe. She wasn't going swimming. She yard the Lirchatz Migilule Beisavia. She went to bathe Migilule Beisavia. I heard once from Yeshua. He said over from his father Rebbe, the Brisker Sheshiva. He said, "How Chazal know that she yard the Lirchatz Migilule Beisavia?" He said, "Because the Gemara says the three midos that are Jewish midos. They're Jewish traits. Yidden are Rachmanin." They're Baishanim and they're Goymle Chasod. What does the Pasuk say? Vaterid Bas Pari Lurchatz Ayar. She sees Vihine Anar Boicha. And what does the Pasuk say? Vatachmoy Lala Yelet. She had Rachmanis. He says, if Basya had Rachmanis, that means she was Rachmanim. That means she was Lurchatz Gilul Beisaviyah. It must be that she was Megai. But either way, Chazal say that she was Megai. Says the Chassam Sofer, Vikoshik Tsas. What caused her to suddenly be Megayer? Doesn't make sense. Mitzrayim, the Egyptians were knocking. Egypt was trading at its 52-week high. The economy was booming. The place to be was to be a Mitzrayim. All of a sudden, Basya Bas Pari decides one morning she's becoming Jew. Jews are slaves. They're in concentration camps. They're in Auschwitz. There's a big sign, Arbit Machfra. It's 1944 in Europe. What was she thinking? It doesn't make any sense. What's Pashup Shah? Says the Chassam Sofer, L'chein Omer Ani. He says, I think that it has to be that when Pari went down to the Nile River, she went to go swimming. She went to bathe. She didn't go to be Megayah. Why would she have been Megayah? You know what happened? She saw Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was born, was Nismala Kala Bayas Kuleyar. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kaddish Merechem. He says, how could you see Moshe Rabbeinu and not come around? So she sees Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu caused her to be Megayah. So he says, Ba'oimeroy, says the Chassam Sofer, my hergish is like this. What day did this happen? When did this happen? You know what day it was? Moshe Rabbeinu was 3 months old. If Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zion Adar, how old was he 3 months later? He was, 3 months old. What day was it 3 months later? That was a trick question. It was Zion Sivan. He says that Zion Sivan, this was the day that one day Moshe Rabbeinu was destined. He was going to be the one that would be Mekabel the Torah. Moshe Kibol Torah Misinai. Ve'einenu ro'iz bazeich nizdam avoy lahatzadik. She'biyoyim Zion Sivan she'osid lahamshich leib b'nei Yisrael la'vindus Hashem. This day that Moshe Rabbeinu was destined to one day be successful in his mission, to get the Yidden to say Nasav Nishma, to get the Yidden to be Mekabel the Torah. B'zeh hayoyim atzmoy hayohu asiba she'tiskayir v'asparoy. Moshe Rabbeinu had a special mazel on this day. Zayin Sivan. What was the mazel of Zayin Sivan? This was his Yom Harayim. Put the two Chassam Sofers together. This was his Yom HaRoyim. And what Moshe Rabbeinu was going to do on a mass scale, 600,000 people years later, in a microcosm of that event, Moshe Rabbeinu gets this one woman, Baz Paroi, to be Megayer. And he adds to that, do you know how this happened? Where was Moshe Rabbeinu at this time? He was in a river, Besakonis Nefashos, Mushluch Bayar, Vizem Moiri Kuloyatri Deu, Dover Me Avedis Hashem. This was again, it was a micro, it was a Simon of Milsehi, that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be able to overcome all the challenges that he was going to have, all the Nisyonis. Either way, the topic of the daf has been Vav Sivan, Zion Sivan. Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Yoy Mechel Midaite, because Zion Sivan was Moshe Rabbeinu's day. This was his special day. This was a day that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to have tremendous hatzlacha in what it was that he needed to do. Moshe Rabbeinu felt this was the day that he was conceived. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to get Pasya Bas Parit to be Megayer in this way. Says the Heilig Chassam Sofer, that's the Hoys of Yoy Mechel Midaite. Moshe Rabbeinu was angling for everything to take place on Zion Sivan. There's another Mahalach that's worth speaking out as it relates to why Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Yom Mechel Midaitoi. This is not from the Chassam Sofer, but from Chassam Sofer's great-grandson, Rabbi Yosef Nechemia Kornitzer, who was the crook of the Rav, but we'll save this in Yatz Hashem for tomorrow.